You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Today, Texas voters head to the polls for the 2020 Texas primaries. Matt Large from Texas Public Radio's KUT has this report.
Primary elections are where parties choose their nominees to compete in the general election in November. Most polling places are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. If you're voting in person, remember to bring a photo ID, though you can still cast a ballot if you sign a form declaring that you had a reasonable impediment to getting an acceptable form of ID. If you plan to vote by mail, make sure you've sent an application to vote by mail by the February 21st deadline. Texas doesn't have party registration, so you can vote in either the Republican or Democratic primary, but not in both. Texas voters will play a big part in the yet unsettled race for the Democratic nomination for president, but there are also races for Congress, the state legislature, and county offices on the primary ballot. Early voting runs through Friday, February 28th. Election day is March 3rd. I'm Matt Largy in Austin.
There could be record numbers of voters turning out for the Texas primary. Stephen Chang with the Secretary of State's office says the potential for that big voter turnout is possible based on record registration numbers.
Texas actually hit a record high on registered voters. As of January, we hit 16.1 million registered voters here in the state of Texas. Compared to 2016 at this time, that number was 14.1 million. So we're looking at an increase of 2 million voters since the last presidential election.
Again, early voting for the Texas primary starts today and runs through February 28th. Election day is March 3rd, so-called Super Tuesday. This is Red River Radio.